AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. More than 2 months after the death of George Floyd on a Minneapolis street, the city's charter commission says it won't make the deadline to approve a city council amendment to dismantle the city police department. Voters would have gotten their say in November, but the charter commission says it didn't want to rush such an important decision. The new police chief in Aurora, Colorado, is pledging to fight for racial justice, apologizing for the death of Elijah McClain and the handcuffing of a black family during a traffic stop just this weekend.
It was inhumane and just unbelievable to watch. And I know that people are angry and disgusted by what they saw, and so am I.
Chief Vanessa Wilson says she's already put in some reforms and will continue to try to eliminate police bias against minorities. Chicago school CEO Janice Jackson says it's not safe to put children in the classroom with the coronavirus still raging.
We will begin the new school year learning at home and continue learning remotely for the first quarter.
Testing in Florida has resumed after the tropical storm, putting the number of infections over 500,000. 225 new deaths were reported just today. The virus continues taking its toll on the Rio Grande Valley in Texas.
In the month of July, Hidalgo County, Texas, reported more than 600 deaths, more than the Houston area, which is five times larger. A field hospital is opened at the McAllen Convention Center. Martha Torres, a nurse at Starr County Memorial Hospital, says she spent entire shifts calling other ICUs.
It was 49 calls that we had to make before we could secure a bed for this patient.
Rio Grande City Mayor Joel Villarreal says they need help.
Our house is burning, and we are no less American than other people in other parts of the country.
I'm Jennifer King.
The State Department's acting inspector general resigned abruptly after the firing of his predecessor. This is AP News. Longtime New York City columnist and celebrity Pete Hamill died at the age of 85.
Hamill had a longtime love affair with his hometown, New York.
My downtown is everything from Times Square downtown all the way to the Battery.
Hamill was considered one of the last great crusading columnists. He spoke to the AP in 2005 about all the different neighborhoods in New York.
There was always a district of breweries. There was a district of the meat markets. There were districts of politicians.
Besides the people on the street, he hung out with people like John Lennon and won a Grammy for his liner notes to Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rapper Kanye West has filed signatures in Wisconsin to run for president as an independent candidate. The state's election officials say the petition came in on the final day to submit a request. The signatures do have to be verified. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.